It's Under the Hood. Follow us on the gram at IGJ Hood and at ESPN underscore Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000.
What's up? And welcome in. You're listening to Under the Hood with Jonathan Hood on ESPN 1000. Open phone lines for you, 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 as our telephone number. All of our guests are going to be on the Corona Hotline, and we are broadcasting live from the First Midwest Bank Studios here in Chicago.
It's the way banking is supposed to be.
So, how do you define Chicago basketball right now? How do you define Chicago basketball? You know, the Bulls, with their ineptitude and mismanagement and poor play, have ruined the feeling for some that follow this team. Six-game losing streak, 19-36 record, injuries, excuses, poor execution, all of the above. It's not like you and I have not gone through this before, right? I mean, we have seen this very often in the Paxson regime, the Gar Foreman regime, the Michael Reinsdorf regime. We have seen this before. So what we're seeing here at the All-Star break is nothing new. But Bulls basketball in 2020 does not define Chicago basketball. Basketball on the high school level, basketball on the college level, they're as relevant today as it was 20 or 30 years ago, because there's still memories and new memories about the next big thing. The reason why that sports evolves the way it does is because you're trying to figure out what's next, right? When you look at the NBA, one of the things that people look forward to once Zion Williamson left Duke to go to New Orleans is, so how good is he going to be? You remember when Zion was at Duke and he blew out of his shoe, and people that were sports fans and non-sports fans were interested in the story of, well, who is Zion Williamson? Look at this package. Look how big this guy is. Look how he can do things like a guard, even though he's built like a power forward. How does this happen? It just seems as though in sports, the way it evolves, time and time again, we see the next big thing, the next thing in sports. And Zion Williamson is that guy playing for a small market in New Orleans with the Pelicans. But yet people are interested in the story of Zion Williamson because they want to find out, well, what's next? There was Michael, there was Kobe, there's LeBron. And now you're trying to figure out, well, what's after LeBron? Because that's how sports evolves, especially in basketball. As we talk about this with Jonathan Hood on Under the Hood on ESPN 1000. So it's about the next thing. And thankfully, when we think about all the talent that has played in Chicago, we can go back and we can also look forward of what we can see in Chicago basketball for the future. You think about all the talent that has played in the Chicago high school scene, that went to college in this state or in the Midwest or someplace else and made it. Think about the names. We think about Derrick Rose. He goes right to the top of the list. Off the top of my head, I think about Derrick Rose, because Derrick Rose did go to Memphis. He didn't go to Illinois or someplace in-state or in the Midwest. He went to Memphis. He was at Simeon and was a 2009 NBA Rookie of the Year, three-time NBA All-Star, and even to this day, in 2020, there are those that want to see Derrick Rose back in a Bulls uniform. He's in town, like everybody else is in town here for the NBA. And so there's some that still look at it. Even Kendall Gill will be on bended knee on NBC Sports Chicago saying, oh, all the Bulls need is Derrick Rose. All the Bulls need is Derrick Rose. And that shows you what Derrick Rose did while he was with the Bulls, in which you see him go elsewhere. And as Tom Thibodeau said, and it seems obvious, but it's true, boy, when Derrick's healthy, he's pretty good. And guess what? That is the case, right? I think about a guy like Deion Thomas, who is a regular on this program. Deion Thomas was Mr. Basketball and he played for Illinois back in 1989. I read about him in newspapers and periodicals a lot when I was a kid in high school, and seeing Deion Thomas, who came out of Simeon also, it was a terrific player and became a really terrific player overseas. Isaiah Thomas, you still see on TNT and NBA TV. Isaiah Thomas, he went to St. Joe's, and he's a two-time NBA champion with those Bad Boy Pistons. He's a 12-time All-Star. He's from here. He's from the city, and he's around here now. Dwayne Wade, when he came to the Bulls, did not come with a lot of pomp and circumstance, because you knew, even in a Bulls uniform, he was a Heat. He was a Miami Heat. But, of course, no question that the Bulls are always going to do what the Bulls do. They spent a ton of money for Dwayne Wade that they didn't have to. As a matter of fact, the Bulls bid against themselves, and they put a lot of money on the table for Dwayne Wade for just a cup of coffee. But you know that he's a Hall of Famer because he's a two-time NBA champion, nine-time All-Star, went to Richards, and then went to Marquette, and was able to master the short-range game, the mid-range game, and to be able to be that flash that he was in high school and college and brought to the pros. Quentin Richardson, also a friend of this program. Quentin Richardson went to Whitney Young. Then he went to DePaul after that, playing for Pat Kennedy. Pat Kennedy as the head coach for DePaul. Conference USA Player of the Year. And Quentin Richardson carved out a really nice career for him as a veteran in this league. Corey Maggette went to Fenwick. Marcus Liberty went to King College. Eddie Johnson, who's on NBA radio now as a talk show host, went to Illinois. He went to Westinghouse as a high schooler. Juwan Howard. We just saw Juwan Howard in Michigan take on Northwestern. Juwan Howard, who I thought, by the way, would be, bless you, Eric, who I thought would be a NBA head coach with the Bulls. When the Bulls are looking for a head coach, I thought Juwan Howard, after all those years on the bench with Miami, he would be the head coach for the Bulls. I think that was just perfect, right? All that tutelage under Pat Riley. He ends up saying, okay, if I can't get an NBA job, I'll go back to my alma mater. He goes back to Michigan trying to build something there. But he went to CVS. He went to vocational and was part of that great Fab Five team with Michigan. The list is endless of great players that played in this state, played in the city limits, and were able to go on to do something else. Chicago basketball is not defined by garn packs. It just is not. The list goes on and on, even more recent names like Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis went to Perspectives and went to University of Kentucky, and now a real key cog for the Los Angeles Lakers, trying to win an NBA championship. Eddie Curry went to Thornwood. And just names off the top of my head. We had D. Brown on this program last year. D. Brown is a UIC Flames assistant coach, but he was great as a player. He was great. 2005 Big Ten Player of the Year. He was just terrific. And it goes on and on of Nick Anderson and D. Brown and Ricky Green and so many others that played well here in the city of Chicago. So the point is, though, is that when we take a look at what's happening today in 2020, it's funny, Eric, Tyler, and I, one night, I think it was last week, a couple weeks ago, we were just during a commercial break, and we're just kind of going through Twitter, and we saw, I believe it was Michael O'Brien from the Sun-Times, who covers the high school beat. And he was on the show last year. We might get him on again here this winter. But we were just kind of going through, and we like saw a game, I want to say in the Sitka, someplace in the south suburbs, and just like it was just completely packed on a random Tuesday night.
Yeah, there's like 5,000 people in these high school gyms. Like when you see, like I've seen these Twitter videos, they're wild. Like one, it's the environment, you can tell is hyped. Yeah. And they like pan through the stadium and like one, this is a huge high school arena and it's packed.
It just shows you, Eric, that when we talk about Chicago basketball, it's more than just that. It's more than just, oh, it's just the Bulls and what the Bulls are doing. It's not about that. It's about the history of Chicago basketball and seeing these gyms sold out on a random Tuesday, Wednesday afternoon, Wednesday night, because you're looking for the next big thing. The next big thing is not on Madison. It will be for All-Star Weekend, of course. It's going to be, you see all the big things. You see all the great players that's going to be here on the West Side. But having said that, the Chicago Bulls, could you imagine if they embodied Chicago basketball? We'd be in trouble. If there was no other culture around it, if there's nothing else to talk about with basketball in the city, and it only was the Chicago Bulls, you know how much trouble we'd be in? Talking about a 1936 team every night, every day. But there's much more to basketball than just what's happening over there, because it's a treadmill of mediocrity, or actually less than mediocrity, that's happening here. All of the greats, past, present, and future, are now getting in cabs, lifts, Ubers, and they're driving to their hotel and they're listening to the show. and they're nodding their head yes because they realize that there is one time it was about the 6 championships in 8 years with Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen and Phil Jackson and Grant and Harper and Cartwright, et cetera, et cetera. It was about those guys. It was about how great the Bulls were during their time. But what about now? See, that was a distant memory. I'll always remember those championships. If you're a Bulls fan, you'll remember them as well. But what represents the greatness in Chicago basketball is not just the Bulls and whoever they throw on the floor. It's about just the culture and the past and the present of what's to come when it comes to the sport of basketball. So, Eric, let's open the phone lines at 312-332-ESPN. 332-3776 is our phone number. I want to hear from you, and I want to get your thoughts on this question. I want you to define for me, what is Chicago basketball to you, your generation and historically? What is Chicago basketball to you? Because it's obvious that Michael Jordan and the Bulls championships were great, but what is it now? What, how do you define Chicago basketball as a whole? And that the great player that you remember the most that was from here and was able to really, really put Chicago basketball on the map. It's All-Star Weekend, so we need to talk about that. Think about some of those names I just mentioned from the past and of the present as well. Talking about Anthony Davis from Perspectives and Michael Finley from Proviso East and Rashard Griffith and Tim Hardaway, Hersey Hawkins, Jeff Hornacek. Just the list goes on and on. How do you define Chicago basketball? What does it mean to you? And the player that really put Chicago basketball on the map in your mind? If you're a basketball fan and it's from here or know the history of it, you know the answer to it. So let me get your thoughts. 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776. As of late for me, it's Anthony Davis because of what he's able to do from Perspectives going to Kentucky and now with the Los Angeles Lakers. So who is it to you out of all those great players? We'll get your phone calls in here on that. Also still to come, some thoughts from Will Perdue. Will Perdue just laid out some things that he wants to see in the second half of the Bulls season. We'll get to that as well. But who embodies Chicago basketball to you here on this All-Star break for the NBA? 312-332-ESPN right here on UTH.
This is Under the Hood with Jonathan Hood on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports. It's Under the Hood. Follow us on the gram at IGJ Hood and at ESPN underscore Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Shout out to those limo, Uber, Lyft, and taxi drivers this weekend in the city. They're going to be up for 96 straight hours or more, for sure. And you're going to have the greatest weekend that you've ever had because already... people are flying in, and if you're listening to the show, thanks so much for checking in and keeping your ride company right here on ESPN 1000 Under the Hood with Jonathan Hood. Hit me up on Instagram, IGJ Hood. If you're just joining us, we're talking to you about who embodies Chicago basketball for you. Because if you think that Bulls basketball embodies a city, that's not what this is about. Of all the events that have taken place since Wednesday, and there are events for All-Star Weekend all over the city, South Side, West Side, North Side, it's everywhere. I got all the emails of all the places that are having events, and there's NBA legends, there's NBA All-Stars, there's players all over the city here. And to me, the Bulls don't represent the city, not right now. They are the NBA team in the city. But I believe that we're going to see, more likely on NBA TV, you'll see it digitally someplace, people talking about the history of basketball in the city. And not just the Jordan and not just the 6 championships and Dennis Rodman stories. That's not what it's about. I think that when you are as piss poor as the Bulls have been here in 2020, I think that no one's really thinking about the team because how the organization's built. Because Zach LaVine, it's so bad Zach LaVine can't be an All-Star. That's how bad things have become. But the focus, I think, will be in a lot of these panels and a lot of the conversation about the city is about what Chicago basketball is and how many terrific superstars we've seen play in the high school level or play in the Midwest or play in a college in Illinois or someplace else and flourish and get to the NBA. Because that's really the ultimate dream, right? You come from a certain area And all you want, your neighbors and your relatives and your teachers want you to be able to excel, to be that guy. And so that's what it's about. And so I want to get your thoughts on that. 312-332-ESPN. Who embodies Chicago basketball to you, your generation of ball players? Historically also. It's one thing to say, well, it's Michael Jordan in the 6 titles in 8 years. That's one thing, sure. But that's just an era. That doesn't necessarily mean it's about everything that we've seen in Chicago basketball, because there's been so much history over the years. Let me go to Lamont, who leads us off right here on ESPN 1000. Here's MJ with us here on ESPN 1000. Hey, MJ.
Hey, Jay Hood. Listen, the Bulls mean everything to me. 1988, that last All-Star game, I'm a junior in high school, and the fun is just beginning. And what a showcase that was back then. And now the Bulls are incompetent. What a showcase this could have been for them. They have no one representing them. I mean, I have season tickets, opened up a company in 2009, so I had season tickets since 2009, and I can't give away seats today. So the Bulls, a really sad state of affairs. But talking about Chicago basketball, and obviously not Jordan, you know, you're talking about Chicagoans coming up in Chicago. A lot of people might say Isaiah Thomas, but I think you're thinking of, and the guy I like is Mark Aguirre.
Sure.
He embodies Chicago basketball.
Mark Aguirre should be coaching one of these teams here. I always thought that he was going to be the DePaul coach before Dave Leto returned.
He was a mean guy. So 1988, went to that All-Star game. Fat Lever was on the court. Mark Aguirre was on the court. Yes. Gordon, obviously, was on the court. Dominique, it was unbelievable.
I love Fat Lever. Fat Lever, I think you're one of your tears guy you think about from the Denver Nuggets back in the day. I know who you're talking about. So, MJ, you're talking about Mark Aguirre, who played at Westinghouse, who went to DePaul. And I, again, because he was in coaching, I thought Mark Aguirre would be coaching in one of these schools in the city. College-wise, but it wasn't the case. But we're talking about a 2-time NBA champion, a 3-time NBA All-Star. He was a terrific, solid, tough player out of Westinghouse during his time. So I'll write you down for Mark Aguirre, a guy that embodied Chicago basketball, the history of Chicago basketball. Thank you, MJ, for the phone call. Now, you see, MJ leaves line open. 312-332-ESPN is our phone number. Jeff is in Des Plaines on ESPN 1000. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, what's going on, Jay? How you doing?
Good, thanks.
Good, good. To answer the first question about who embodies it, I would say Timmy Hardaway does that the best.
Tim Hardaway. Yeah, Tim Hardaway. Now, that's a great name. Tell me why.
It's the grittiness. It's, you know, no matter what, I'm not going to be beat. It's the determination, you know, just the hard-nosed play every day, every night, you know, practicing hard and becoming better and doing what people said he couldn't do, you know.
Yeah, Tim Hardaway was out of Carver, and I thought that he would be someplace in the city limits, you know, going to college. But he went to UTEP, went to Texas El Paso, and he went on to have a really nice career, especially with Golden State back in the day.
Oh yeah, yeah, him and Mullen.
Yeah,
they were a force. Yeah,
you think about in the modern day, we think about Golden State and obviously the dynasty that they've had. That was not a good organization once upon a time, but they were able to get better, obviously, when you take a look at what Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, what these, and Draymond Green, that crew, with them going through their dynasty. But there was a time when I was in high school watching Tim Hardaway and was proud to see a Chicago guy out west in Oakland, watching him with Mitch Richmond and Chris Mullen. Man, they were just terrific. There was those run TMZ teams, and then we saw Chris Webber part of that team at some point as well. He was a first-team All-NBA player in 97 and was a terrific player as a crossover play. I mean, he'd do so many things with the basketball. So Tim Hardaway, another guy you could say that represents Chicago basketball very well. 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number. It's one thing to reach for the low-hanging fruit and talk about the Bulls, but ultimately it is about, you know, the history of Chicago basketball. It's more than just the Bulls, because if it was just the Bulls, that'd be a problem. Someone flies in here from O'Hara Midway, and their first thing they think of when they come in here is like, okay, we're in Chicago. Yep, it's cold. That's what Chicago is in February. But do they immediately think, boy, Bulls stink? Don't think so. When you're irrelevant, you're irrelevant. That's just the way it is. I mean, look at the NBA, landscape of the NBA. No one's talking about us. No one's talking about Chicago on a regular basis. You will hear whispers in hotel lobbies of, man, LaVine didn't make the All-Star team. Okay. And you just kind of move on with the conversation about things in the past. But there's going to be a lot of conversation about the history of Chicago basketball, and there's a lot of it. A lot of it. 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number. Still to come, we'll hear from Will Perdue, the four-time NBA champion analyst for NBC Sports Chicago. He had a lot to say about this Bulls team. And we always have something special for you every night. We always got something for you. But we got something here later on in our show that no one's had on the Chicago sports radio landscape. We are going to give you a real understanding of who Jim Boylan really is. Yeah, we have did this before. Now, you can go back to the archives of the podcast, the Under the Hood podcast. And of course, we always have a title for all of our podcasts. It's kind of like episodic radio where we have titles. Look for the title. If you just Google it, look in the title. See if it comes up, Tyler. It's L is for loyalty, Under the Hood. Look for Under the Hood. L is for loyalty. And it should pop right up. And so it's this guest that we're going to have on later tonight will be a terrific companion piece to that show that I did when we really looked into who Jim Boylan really is. It's one thing for you to be frustrated as a Bulls fan of, you know, what you've been seeing, the bad play. But when you hear this guest you're going to have on to talk about who Jim Boylan really is, I think you'll enjoy it. That's coming up later on our show in our 9 o'clock hour right here on ESPN 1000. 312-332-ESPN is our phone number. We go to Rich in Aurora on ESPN 1000. Hi, Rich.
Hello.
Thanks for checking in, Rich. How are you?
Good.
So the question we're asking is, what does Chicago basketball mean to you, that for your generation, historically? What stands out to you?
What stands out to me is before the Bulls championships, growing up in high school was the great teams at DePaul with Ray Meyer. When you guys had mentioned Mark Aguirre, and another great name, you were just talking about Tim Hardaway from Carver, that also comes from Carver, was Terry Cummings.
Mm-hmm. Terry Cummings, yes. He's in town.
And I haven't heard much about him over the years recently, but him and Mark Aguirre, that was the great basketball team before the Bulls when I was growing up.
Yeah, so he went to Carver and then went to DePaul afterward. He became a two-time NBA All-Star. I just saw him, I want to say 2 days ago, Terry Cummings. And the reason why that it's funny that you mentioned his name, is that I believe Terry Cummings, as a matter of fact, I remember this as a Bull. Terry Cummings is a singer. It's funny that you should mention him because I believe he has an album out that he's been promoting. So Terry Cummings actually sang the national anthem for the Bulls when he was for the Bucks when he was playing for Milwaukee. But yeah, I think he has a new album out because I just saw him just recently talking about that. So yeah, another great player from the city. That is for sure. Rich, I'm glad you checked in. I appreciate your phone call. Hello, Gideon. He's from Evanston. He's with us here on Under the Hood. Hello, Gideon.
Hey, Jonathan. So I'm actually from Skokie. I'm just in Evanston right now, and the reason why that's relevant is because Abdel Nader, who's currently on the Thunder, changed Niles North basketball, which is my high school that I went to. I don't think we had won a sectional championship in like the 43 years of Niles North history prior to the time that I was there, but he won us a sectional title, and he kind of put Niles North basketball on the map at that point. Now, I don't know how it is right now. I haven't kept up with it, but at that point, he made Niles North basketball something to be rivaled with.
He went on. Didn't he go to Northern after that, off the top of my head?
He did. He went to Northern, and then he went to Iowa State and played under Fred Hoiberg.
I see. And that's the guy that resonates the most with you because of the area in which you grew up with.
and because I was there at the same time as him.
Yeah.
So, funny story, I actually took the ACT while sitting next to him.
Did he ask for answers?
No comment.
He did go to Northern, though, so, like, he didn't really have to impress on his ACTs.
I like that he said no comment.
Gideon with the layup.
Thank you, Gideon, for the phone call. 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number. Who's the Chicago basketball player that really embodies the city? Because it's not the Bulls. They just happen to be the NBA team that's housed on the west side. But tell me, the one player that resonates with you the most. Michael Jordan can be that guy. He's not from here, but of course he meant the most as far as championships and success. But there's so many generational talents that played in the city, that played in the state in college and was able to go on to the pros. That really is the tradition of Chicago basketball, even more so than what's going on with the Bulls in 2020. I'll take more of your phone calls coming up on this. Also still to come, some thoughts about the Bulls. Do you see an upside with the Bulls for the next 26 games of the regular season?
This is Under the Hood with Jonathan Hood on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Under the Hood with Jonathan Hood.
Follow on Twitter at @TweetJHood.
Jonathan Hood on ESPN 1000. Don't forget the new ESPN Chicago app. Have you downloaded that? Come to find out, that sucker is on Android and iPhones. Both. So you have no excuse. You got to be able to go to the ESPN Chicago app, download it, and boom, it's right there for you to download. That way you can catch all the shows, listen live, catch the podcast as well. Everything's housed under one thing, under one app. So if you're Under the Hood with Jonathan Hood fan and listens weeknights from 7 to 10, or if you're busy, you don't catch my show live, it's okay. The podcast is right there for you on the ESPN Chicago app. I love it. It's really easy, even for me. Technologically challenged, even for me. Usually I go, Eric, I need your help. How do I download this, pal? But now I can do it myself.
It really is like, if you want to find Jonathan's podcast, you click on the app and then you click on Under the Hood and boom, they're all, it takes two clicks to find anything you want.
It's pretty cool.
And like, so I take the train a lot, hour long ride, and I was always streaming it on TuneIn and it would drop all the time. Mm-hmm. This app is so clean. I haven't had any glitches, any drops in the last like 3 days that I've had it on my phone. So I've been able to stream it way up in my parts of Northwest here. And without any problems at all, which is nice because that's the first app I found that can do that.
If people have listened to me over the years, you know if it was bad, I would tell you. I have no problem telling you if it was bad, but it actually is very good, and it's easy for me to get through the ESPN Chicago app. As a lifelong Southsider, growing up on the South Side and reading about some of these players that we have talked about as far as homegrown talent in Chicago, Mark Aguirre's names come up. I mentioned Dee Brown, Shannon Brown from Proviso East. There's so many names here. To me, I think that these names really embody Chicago basketball more so than a 1936 Chicago Bulls team. Growing up reading Taylor Bell and reading Bob Sakamoto and reading some of the guys that used to write high school basketball on a regular basis, Cap. Reading David Kaplan's Windy City Roundball Review, reading these things and learning about these great legends that became legends. That really is Chicago basketball more so than anything else. And I'm sure that's going to be a lot of conversations in bars and restaurants around this city here on All-Star Weekend. 312-332-ESPN is our phone number. Let's go back to the phone lines to talk to you. The player that embodies Chicago basketball to you for your generation and historically. Let us go to beautiful Morgan Park. Here's Terry on ESPN 1000. Hi, Terry.
Hey, how you doing, Jonathan?
I'm good. Thanks for checking in.
No problem. I want to call in. I want to mention Quentin Richards. I really respect how he was able to maximize himself in whatever level of basketball he was in. You know, you went from like the star player And then once he got in college, he didn't really score that much, but, you know, he was known for how he would get at it with the rebounds. Then once he made it to the league, you know, he kind of transitioned to the sixth man, and him and Darius Miles, you know, they built up the whole little thing doing the horn things and even made it on a couple of Jordan brand commercials. And then I guess if you can give him props to kind of being booed up with Brandy. And then I heard that he's in a like a front office position for the Pistons, so I respect all of that.
Well, Quentin Richardson is on a podcast with Darius Miles called The Knuckleheads. Quentin comes on here like once a month, so we have him on the show. He lives in Orlando. He's looking to do something else beside the podcast. I can see him in a front office again sometime in the NBA. Smart guy. Of course, he went to Whitney Young. Of course, he's a smart guy. But, yeah, he was there for DePaul and playing for Pat Kennedy. Q. So Quentin Richardson and Darius Miles. And Darius Miles went to East St. Louis. He's from East St. Louis. So just a couple of really great area guys coming together on a podcast. They do a really good job on the Knuckleheads. Download that wherever you download your podcast, Terry. Thanks so much for checking in. Inglewood, here's Beto on ESPN 1000. Hey, B.
Hey,
what's going on?
How you doing, Hood? Good. Love your show, man.
Thank you. Thanks for checking in with me.
Hey, now listen, I'm out of, I was a football player. I came out of CBS.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember back in 95, we used to go watch Kevin Garnett and Ronnie Fields.
Oh, yeah.
And that was, like, ridiculous. Even though Kevin Garnett, not from Chicago, but just him and Fields was just like a ridiculous show.
You know, the whole whole Kevin Garnett thing is interesting, right? You're right. He's not from here, but he's one of our own. And I don't think we embrace him enough. Yeah, he came over and he stayed at someone's house to be able to play at Farragut. But that's okay, though, because I think we can embrace him and bring him into the circle as well.
Definitely. Definitely. And, Chicago basketball is just, like, historic, you know, let alone from the Bulls and stuff, you know, just the breeding ground, you know, between Chicago, New York. I'm going with the lean with more of Chicago, you know. You know, it's my favorite city, man. But that's all I wanted to get out to you, man. Love your show. We'll continue to listen.
Thank you so much for being part of the program. 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776. Boy, you can't tell a New Yorker that New York basketball scene is better than the Chicago. Boy, oh, my God. They'll get the knives out. Oh, my God. New York! New York! You made this quick on. Yeah, I don't think so. just because they played a couple of movies from it doesn't mean it is all. Hey, I grew up around a lot of great basketball players in this city. And actually, we're blessed that we can have two great cities, New York and Chicago. And don't forget the LA/Oakland scene, too. Very underrated, that Oakland scene when it comes to basketball. 312-332-ESPN is our phone number. Morgan Park, here's Juan on ESPN 1000. Hi, Juan.
Hey, what's up, Jay Hood?
What's up?
Hey, man, I'm going to kick you Isaiah Thomas, man. Underrated, man. Hall of Famer.
What do you remember about Isaiah?
Man, Isaiah, you know, I really didn't like him, to tell you the truth. I did not like him because I was a Jordan fan.
Right.
And Jordan snubbed him on the All-Star, I mean, on the Dream Team. That's what I remember, man. He got snubbed. No way he shouldn't have been on that team. I love Stockton, but I'm sorry, Stockton or Christian Laettner. Maybe it was Laettner.
Mm-hmm.
No way that he shouldn't have been on that Dream Team, man.
All right, man. I'm glad you checked in. Appreciate your phone call. In Roseland, here's John with Jonathan Hood on ESPN 1000. Hello, John.
Hey, Hoodie. How you feeling, my friend?
I'm good, man. Thanks for being part of the show. What's your thoughts? Because I know, listen, you've been watching a lot of basketball over the years. Who stands out for you?
Well, I'm going to throw an old school. I'm actually going to give you two, but I'm going to throw you an old school because a lot of people forget about him because he's so humble and quiet, but he's still in the NBA, and that's Maurice Cheeks.
Mm-hmm.
Been in the league, went to Chicago High School, played a long time in the NBA. And then another one I'm going to throw in there, because he's a Chicago kid, you know him very well, is Kendall Gill. But he actually played in Illinois, which I gave him a lot of credit for, and then played a long time in the NBA as well, too. So those two guys, to me, come to mind because they're humble guys, they're not a big rah-rah guys, but they still embody a lot of positivity with Chicago basketball.
Yeah, Mo Cheeks went to DuSable. I wonder how close he was to playing at Illinois or someplace in the state, because he ended up playing at West Texas A&M. I wonder. Correct. I wonder was he going to go. I wondered, was it during that time, 83? So I wondered, did Illinois ask for Mo Cheeks? I'm sure that he did, right? I'm sure he got a letter on his bed, right?
Probably.
That's so far away from the crib. That's why it's so interesting that he went to West Texas A&M.
Right. He did. But you know what? A lot of those guys, too, I heard, wanted to get away from home for some reason. You know, he grew up in inner city and rough times. Because I kind of met Maurice Cheeks back in the day because my mom graduated from DuSable. So I got a chance to meet him back in the day. And he was like, I was just looking forward to getting a chance to just get out the city and see what it's like outside the city. And he wanted to get, I mean, out the state. So he said West Texas State or whatever it was, gave him the scholarship. And he said, I just ran with it from there. So, I mean, I got to commend him for that, you know. I mean, it was a different time back then, too. So, and look where he is now. This guy's still in the league, you know.
All right, man. Thanks so much for being part of the program. Leaves line open for you now, 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776. We got some really good names. It really embodies the all-time greats that played in the city. That's going to be the conversation in the streets. It's not, oh, you think Boylan's going to stick around? Hey, so what about the minutes for Kobe White? No one's talking about that long form. It's just not interesting enough to be able to hold a conversation. But about all-time greats that really tell the story about Chicago basketball, absolutely. Will Perdue next.
This is Under the Hood with Jonathan Hood on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports. It's Under the Hood. Follow us on the gram at IGJ Hood and at ESPN underscore Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000.
In an hour from now, we'll do value bets and tell you where to place your money this weekend when it comes to sports gambling. If you care to, for All-Star Weekend in Chicago. Jonathan Hood on ESPN 1000. Will Perdue was on the program yesterday, four-time NBA champion, an analyst for NBC Sports Chicago. We talked to him about what he likes about the Bulls.
Well, they got individual talent. What they haven't been able to do is identify, figure it out, put the guys together, stay healthy. I mean, I can go down the list. You know, I like Zach LaVine. What, he dropped 41 last night against Washington, 41-42. I'm not sitting here saying that, and I feel like he should be an all-star, quite honestly, but I'm not saying, you know, he's a guy that can carry a team throughout a whole season. But what he is a guy that if you can get yourself to the fourth quarter, he can give you 19 straight. He can give you 20 straight. And that's what helps you win ball games. So now you have to ask yourself, do they have the right pieces? I like, you know, what Lowry has shown us, but an ability to stay healthy and consistent. You know, like you talk about, kind of like what you're talking about with Middleton. Sometimes he's there, sometimes he's not. Gives you 12 points in the first quarter and ends with 14. That can't happen. You know, I think their defense is a little aggressive for the players and the personnel that they have, but Boylan is bound and determined to play that way. So, you know, you have to make a choice. Are you going to pick a system and then go out and find the players to fit that system? Or are you going to take the players you have and adapt a system to those players to help them win ball games? Because on a piece of paper, this team has individual talent. They have strengths. They obviously have a lot of weaknesses. But what this organization has not been able to do is, one, stay healthy, B, figure out how to put these guys on the floor together and figure out a proper rotation so they can win games. I understand there's been a lot of, you know, injuries, significant injuries to the core players. But at the end of the day, they should have a lot more wins than 19.
You know what? I asked Will Perdue what he likes about the Bulls, and you heard that for 2 minutes. Because it's hard, even if you're the most ardent Bulls fan, the one that just loves this Bulls team, loves C Red Nation, optimistic. You should be optimistic. You should be if you are a Bulls fan of that sort, because the Bulls need you. They need you to keep coming to the United Center. They need you to keep watching the television, because otherwise they'll just fall into this abyss of us just waiting until training camp for the Bears. They need you to watch. And as much as we would love to be able to talk about and celebrate the development of young players, it's hard to see those young players when they're always in street clothes, when they're not available for you to watch. This is almost like you could have put in, Eric, you could have put in a tape from me 5 years ago talking about the Bulls and their injuries, and it would match what I'm going to tell you right now, that it's hard to evaluate anything when your team is hurt all the time. When you have a MASH unit on your bench, how do you know what you have? Now, I want to make sure it's clear that every team goes through injuries, aches, pains, injuries. But these long-term injuries, you know, the same injuries that Tom Thibodeau was blamed for. How come on my phone lines here, no one's calling to blame Jim Boylan for the minutes played and all the injuries to these Bulls players? Where's the phone calls on that? 312-332-ESPN. Do you blame Jim Boylan for all the injuries the Bulls have suffered? Call me now. Check in. Get your thoughts. Your reaction. Why is Jim Boylan messing up these players with all of these minutes? Why is this happening now? Once again, the Bulls are injured in year three of this rebuild. Why is Jim Boylan doing this to the team? Call me now. Your thoughts. Your reaction. The reason why that you're not calling me is because it's BS. Just like it was BS when Tom Thibodeau was coaching. When you would call me and tell me that Thibodeau's running these players into the ground. And I can understand the connection that you'd have for Derrick Rose because he's a Chicago guy. Because you don't want a Chicago guy from Simeon that comes here, is the MVP, the heartbeat of the team, always in street clothes, not available to play. So you got to blame someone. You can't blame his legs, can't blame his knees, can't blame his feet. Blame Tom Thibodeau. And so no one has called me to blame Jim Boylan for what's going on. Here's something to think about, though. And I'm going to do it before anyone else does it because I'm just that guy on the air. So on February 13th, I'm going to tell you about the summer of 2021. You ready for this? We're just 17 months away, but teams have identified the 2021 season, off season, as the next great free agent class. You know who's going to be a free agent in 2021, Bulls fans? Giannis Antetokounmpo. LeBron James has a player option. Blake Griffin has a player option. Paul George has a player option. Kawhi Leonard, also a player option. Mike Conley, Rudy Gobert, Gordon Hayward, Kyle Lowry, Drew Holiday, Victor Oladipo from Indiana. DeRozan and Drummond could be added to the group if they bypass free agency this July. There's also a strong group of restricted free agents, including, imagine this, Bulls fans, Jason Tatum, Donovan Mitchell, and Bam Adebayo. Now, here's what Joe Cowley's been writing about in the Sun-Times. If the Bulls are not going to put a new set of eyes on the organization, and it's just the same old, same old, and all these names I mentioned, whether you're a basketball fan or not, I mean, if you're a basketball fan like I am and know the league and know these players, you'd want every single one of those players on this roster for the Bulls. Who wouldn't want to have, even whatever age Paul George is going to be, Paul George or Victor Oladipo or Gordon Hayward, just a little bit. And then you go to the top of that list of Rudy Gobert, the Stifle Tower, and, I don't know, Bam Adebayo, who has come out of nowhere and is just a commodity in the league and a difference maker for Miami, or Donovan Mitchell. Oh, Mr. Mid-range. Mr. the guy that has a great upside. Who would want Jason Tatum for their future? Those are guys that are going to be part of the summer of 2021. This is what happens if you're the Bulls. And if you're Michael Reinsdorf, if you're smart, you realize that that list is coming, and you realize that Gar and Pax can't get none of those guys, not one of those guys in that list. And it's about the perception of the city, perception of the Chicago Bulls. Don't you want to have someone in place to say, no, you know what? Here's the new perception of the Bulls. At least the Knicks are trying. At least they're trying to put a new face on things, right? What are the Bulls doing? SportsCenter in 2 minutes, and then we talk about the Astros. Oh, my.
This is Under the Hood with Jonathan Hood.
Hi, everybody.
On ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.